Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
And I am Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
Nope. Just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from our listeners.
Via email, via voicemail.
Yep.
And that might be a good time to say that you can call and email us.
Yeah.
Our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 781-591-0390.
Yep.
And we're going to start with an email.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, Kate and Dori. I've never written into a podcast or any show before, but I love listening, and thank you for the wonderful community you've created.
You are welcome.
That's very nice of you. My reason for writing in is this. I lost my dad to cancer in May of 2018. We had 3 weeks from time of diagnosis until he passed away.
Oh my God.
We were extremely close. We worked together as a family. I'm an only child, and my mom, dad, and I work in real estate. My husband and I live 2 miles away. We were together all day, every day. My mom and I took care of him from the start through the end, and it's been a tremendously hard and awful time. I do see a therapist and a psychiatrist. I have a dog, the best, a wonderful husband, mom, and the best friends and work family one could hope for. Yet, I don't know how to get through this part of the grieving process when it's still so new and raw. Every time I try to meditate or sit with my thoughts, I sob, and it makes the day even harder. Any advice you have to help me get through this? I'm trying to be kind to myself, but it's hard to see through the grief.
Oh, my heart breaks for her.
I know. My angel, I'm sorry. I think you're doing it. I have to say, like, I think you are getting through it.
Mm-hmm.
It is, in my own humble experience of having gone through this a couple times, once with my mom and more recently with a friend who passed away of cancer, it is just what you described. It's just sobbing every day for you, maybe not for everybody,
yeah.
But whatever you are going through is the process. And I don't know if there is a way to manage it other than just by being in it, experiencing it, and just being super gentle with yourself. It sounds like you're trying to, but it's hard. You said it's hard to see through the grief. And I just want to say, I think that is so normal. I was in a deep, it's not even a depression. It was like I had two lives after my mom died. And I like one, there was like the me who was able to like go to work. And then there was the other half of me that was just like in a spiral, a deep, deep darkness spiral. And I think that the thing that the way I got through, you're doing all the right things. I just think part of grief is just being in it.
Yeah.
This new raw grief, especially when you've had a tremendous loss and it's happened so quickly, there's also a shock element to it, I think, where you're kind of just still startled that it even happened.
Yeah.
I had a thought and now it's left. Oh, one person who I think is a really great follow for grief and talking about their grief right now is Elizabeth Gilbert, who lost her wife to cancer and is very open with how raw and painful her grief is right now. I read her on Instagram mm-hmm. is where I'm reading it. And so I would say finding things like that helped me when I found like other people who were kind of speaking the same language I was speaking.
There's another woman named, Molly Rosen Guy.
Hmm.
She is the founder of Stone Fox Bride.
I've heard of that.
Just kind of like a boho-y bridal store.
Okay.
She lost her dad, I believe, to cancer. When was that? I think it was in January. And she has been writing kind of letters to him on Instagram, I think every day. And it's very intense and very emotional. I don't know. You might not be in a place where to read that, but it also might bring you some degree of comfort. I just thought of that when you were saying that.
I didn't have this, and I wish I had it after my mom passed away, but a bereavement support group, I think, could be really helpful. I don't know where you live and what kind of access you have, but if you Google like where you are and bereavement support group, I would 100% check it out. I have friends who
That's a really good idea.
Have really benefited from them, whether it's losing a friend or a parent or a spouse or a child. I think it can be so helpful to be in a space where you are not alone.
Yeah.
And you can be really safe with your feelings. And I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, you describe that you have, you know, a great husband and great dog and have great friends, but that you can have the best life in the world and losing somebody is
just so hard.
Yeah. Nothing makes it easy. So we're thinking of you.
Yeah.
Again, listeners can always offer advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're about to shift gears massively.
We sure are.
Which I will say is possibly part of the charm of this podcast, that we can talk about all sorts of things.
It's a hallmark of this podcast.
I mean, I don't know if this is, if we expect it to be jumping around in this way, but I like that we do.
We contain multitudes.
We do.
Yeah.
This is a podcast about hair. I mean, not a podcast. This is a question about hair.
Mm-hmm.
Should I read it? You do. You take it.
Okay.
Take it away.
All right. Hi, Kate and Dory. Hello from a non-35-year-old fan. I wonder if she's older or younger.
We will probably never know.
Indeed. I've been loving the mini episodes and hearing all of the great questions other listeners bring in. I was particularly interested in the conversation about bikini waxing in a recent mini ep. Dory, you mentioned you had laser hair removal down there and that it had been a great choice for you. I am also considering laser as I'm fed up with shaving and the maintenance of waxing. Do you have any advice for a first-time laserer? What should I know ahead of time? Well, where to begin?
Oh.
I think doing that was one of the best decisions, one of the best bodily decisions that I've ever made.
Really?
Yeah, because I've mentioned this on the podcast before, that I had a kind of obsessive habit of picking the ingrown hairs.
I forgot about that part of it.
Yeah. And so it was both something that helped me physically and it was good for my mental health, I think, to just take away that opportunity. So for me, it also had that component. I will say I did it probably 7 years ago. So I don't know if laser technology has evolved since then. It is not painless, I will say.
You don't have a tattoo, right?
I don't have a tattoo.
I'm trying to think of what I could, because I've never had it, what it might feel like.
From what I have heard about tattoos, I don't think it is as painful as a tattoo.
But it's that same kind of like heat pain?
It's like a... Yeah, I mean, you're getting zapped.
Right. Okay.
And it's you feel it. I wasn't like writhing or screaming in pain, but it's uncomfortable. Yes, Kate.
Raising my hand
again. Yes, raising her hand.
How long does a session take? Is it very long?
It's short. For me at least, it was like 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, that is short.
And you have to go back every, I think it's like 6 weeks.
And you did that 10 years ago and you've never had to go back in? It stayed away. The hairs stayed away?
So they have mostly stayed away. I probably could have gone back I could go back and do like a touch up, but they're so few and they're like thinner now that if I feel the need to, I will just do a quick zoop zoop with a razor.
You love a zoop zoop.
I love a zoop zoop. What can I say? And that's enough.
Is there something you do beforehand? Like the listener's looking for advice for the first time as a first time laser. Is there anything that they need to do to prepare?
The thing that I was surprised by, which seemed like counterintuitive to me, but they told me to shave.
You don't go in with like a fully.
You don't go in with a full bush.
You go in with a shaved line?
Yeah, they told me to shave.
And, I'm shocked.
And if you don't shave, they have a razor and they'll kind of shave a little bit for you.
Oh, nobody wants that. I mean, somebody might. I shouldn't say that.
So that was another thing. But these are all, I would ask wherever you are making this appointment, I would say, I've never done this before. What should I do before I come in? And they will tell you. They also might tell you if you are not a candidate for laser. I happen to be a good candidate for laser because I have pale skin and dark hair, which is like apparently like the best combo for laser. I think until very recently, like if you had dark skin, it was hard. I don't know if you could even do laser, but I think lasers have evolved just from like stuff I've read on the internet. And also if you are blonde, I think you are not a good candidate for laser. But again, these are things that your laser facility will tell you. I would also ask for personal recommendations in your city because this is not something that you want to like mess with.
Like you might not want to go on like Groupon and find a deal?
Well, I did use a Guilt City deal.
Okay, so for mine. Deals are good, but maybe making sure it was a place that...
I went to Bliss, which is like...
A classic spa.
A classic spa. So I felt like I was probably in good hands. I would ask for a personal recommendation and kind of try to go that route. The summer is not a good time to do it because you have to stay out of the sun. The area has to be
okay.
Has to be out of the sun. So it's kind of like it's a long term thing. Like you would probably want to start in like September for the following summer because you have to go back. Like I think usually around six, depending on how big the area is. Mm-hmm. I think I had to do like six sessions.
That wasn't a huge area.
Right.
That was your bikini line.
Right. And you, because you have to spread them out, you have to wait like 6 weeks before you go back. So that's just something to keep in mind. It's not like you go once and you're done. It's a process.
Okay.
So.
I still want to do it.
But I highly, highly recommend it.
I need to get this done. Every year I think about how I want to do it, but it's always in like April.
Kate, I'm going to remind you.
Can you?
In September.
I would love to just start take doing the it. Podcast with me on that journey.
Yes.
Can I circle back to the first question we had?
Yes, of course.
I wanted to recommend, when I was home recently, I found a book about grief that I had read using the oncology social worker's business card as my bookmark. It was one of the most depressing finds I had ever found.
Oh, God.
But it's, and I'm going to mispronounce the author's name, Pema Chodron.
Oh.
When Things Fall Apart.
Yes, I've seen people recommend this book.
It is a little dry. It's, you know, like pulling from Buddhist philosophy, but I found it also very helpful to read when I was like really in it.
Mm-hmm.
So previous listener, check that out.
Yeah.
Current listener, maybe you also need it in your life, unrelated to your bikini line. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
We have a question on voicemail.
Great.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
This is an interesting one.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory. So nice to talk to you. My name is Brooke, and I'm a huge fan. I have a self-care question that I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on. So I'm sort of a type A, organized, get things done kind of gal, and I'm married to a great guy who is a take it easy, it'll get done later. And I'm trying to find a happy medium where things still get done, but he doesn't feel like I'm constantly nagging him and bringing up things that need to happen around the house and in our life. So I've heard about something called a weekly marriage meeting where you have a set time each day of the week to sit down for about 30 minutes. You go through things that are on your to-do list, events you have coming up. You make plans so you're both on the same page. You have a list of things to do for the coming week. You also talk about things that you appreciate that your spouse has been doing that you might not otherwise recognize. I think this could be a good solution for me if I can get him interested in sitting down once a week to talk about everything. So I just wanted to see if you've ever done anything like that or how exactly you go about handling all the busyness of life with your spouse and if you have any tips you might want to share. So thank you very much. I will be listening again next week. All right, bye.
Do you have a meeting, a weekly meeting with Matt?
No. Do you have a weekly meeting with Anthony?
We do not. We do share each other. We share Google calendars. Mm-hmm. So I see his calendar. He sees mine. We put everything in there because otherwise there's scheduling miscommunications that happen all the time. But we don't like, and sometimes we will say like, we do sit down and talk about what we have going on, not in a dedicated scheduled time, but like at least once every week or every other week, we're like, what's going on with you? Well, here's what I'm doing. And don't forget I have this and try to make sure we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. because both our schedules are really busy and we have two kids that we're bopping around with.
Right.
I think it would be nice in the fact that I think I like this idea almost so you can make sure that like the household labor is equally divided.
Yeah.
Because I think that's very important.
Yeah.
But I've never set that up. Now remember we talked about this, about making sure like you guys were balancing what needs to get done?
Yes.
Did we talk about this on the podcast?
I don't remember.
I remember just like joking about a chore wheel, but then part of me was like, that's not a bad idea.
Oh yeah. I mean, I feel like that's sort of a bigger conversation. I know that something that has worked with for us has been, and I feel like I was kind of inspired by you with this, although then Matt ended up talking about it, was just putting a dry erase calendar in our kitchen and just kind of being aware of what was happening in the next month or the next week. That has been really helpful. I think that Matt and I do a pretty good job of just like checking in with each other.
Yeah.
We've also started walking our dog together in the mornings.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Which is like a nice time for us to just kind of like catch up.
And that doesn't even need to be like, how are we splitting the responsibilities, but just having some time together.
And also then that is also a shared responsibility.
Of walking the dog.
Yeah,
that's great.
And yeah, so I don't know. I think we definitely just operate on a more kind of ad hoc basis, which, you know, obviously has its pros and a lot of cons. But it has just kind of been how we work things out.
It's interesting because the listener is type A and her partner is like type chillax.
Right.
And that can be hard. I think coming from both those perspectives, trying to meet in the middle.
Well, I am a planner, mm-hmm. and Matt is not.
Yeah,
and that was definitely a pain point for us for a long time. And there have been over the course of our relationship various things that have kind of been like a meet in the middle sort of thing. One of which is like a date night.
Mm-hmm.
That we know is like our night that we're going to do something. It's sometimes something that we have planned and sometimes it's just spontaneous. Like we just go out to dinner. And that kind of satisfies both of our like mindsets, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing, and this is probably not practical for the caller, but, you know, Matt and I also host a weekly podcast together, which is just like, that is a time for us to check in with each other.
I think every couple should do that.
I mean, like, joking, not joking.
No, that's interesting. You know? Though. You're both very vulnerable on it in a way that you might not always sit down and be with your spouse once a week.
Totally. And I think there's something about having a microphone in front of you that allows people, or like allows me and allows Matt to just open up in a way that I think even if we were just sitting across the table from each other talking, we would not.
Totally.
That has actually been really helpful and is kind of in its own way, a kind of at least an emotional check-in.
I think that is so cool. I mean, you're right. It's not viable for most people, but I think it is really powerful. And I think it's amazing that it's had a positive impact on your relationship. I would say the one thing that the listener mentioned of saying thank you, whether you do it in this weekly meeting or not, that's very valuable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like when my husband acknowledges that I've done something, even if it's like the smallest thing, I really value that. So then I also, because it's important to me, I try to always make a point mm-hmm. of doing it. So I just think like expressing gratitude, even when I'm like fucking grumpy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, it does. I always try to remember like, if I'm feeling this way, he's also probably feeling this way. So what would I like done for me? And then if I feel like if we're not feeling like the other person is reciprocating or being respectful or pulling their weight or whatever, we are pretty good about bringing it up. It's not always like a comfortable conversation, but
right.
It's a necessary one. But I would love it if you have a weekly meeting, listener. I think that'd be really interesting. I would love to hear how it goes.
Yeah.
Maybe other people do that with their partners.
I think, and I don't...
Again, sorry, that's me.
I don't know how you do this, but maybe there's a way to just...
to make it seem like, because I see a situation where you suggest this and he immediately has a negative reaction.
Right.
Because it seems like a chore.
What if it's dinner? Like every Sunday we have a shared meal.
Exactly.
And talk
like
about our week.
We cook dinner together.
Yeah. Make it pleasurable.
Make it pleasurable. Also make it a shared experience and not just like I'm coming with a list of things.
Right. Like a business
meeting. Which might be your instinct, but is probably going to turn him off. So maybe then it's just... And that can also, like, that allows him to have a say in, like, planning the dinner. And, you know, I think also, because I am not totally type A, but I'm more type A than not. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we type A-ish people have a tendency to just, like, take things on.
Yes. If it's not happening how you want it or as fast as you want it.
Yes. Mm-hmm, then we just mm-hmm. do it. And so, you know, if, let's just say I, you know, Matt and I had this Sunday dinner. I could see a world where I was just like, okay, I'll just plan it. But I need to just like let that go and let him plan it and make him excited about planning it. You know? And it might not happen. The planning might not happen until that afternoon.
Right. It might not happen how you want it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get this as I don't know if I'm type A, I'm just controlling.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just controlling.
Well, but it's like I having to let go of how I want things done, knowing they're going to get done, but it might not get done how I would do it.
Yes.
And having to let go of that is a journey I'm on every day.
Yes, and it's really hard.
Oh boy, so hard.
Yeah. But well, I think you will both be happier
if
you can just spend some time together and make the stakes low.
Mm-hmm. And the expectations low to begin with.
And the expectations low to begin with. Well, but good luck and let us know how it goes.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Do you think we have time for like a voicemail recommendation, or do you think we need to wrap this?
I think we have time for
one more. Because you know what? This person was mentioned on the podcast, so it seems kind of fitting.
Great.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Maggie in Chicago. I am driving home from work, and I had to pause the podcast because you're giving this wonderful response in the mini episode to the woman who felt like she had nothing to contribute to the conversation about grief and widowhood. And your response was really wonderful, but you did not mention the book Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, which I think would be something that this woman might get really a lot out of. I don't even do art, but I thought it was a wonderful book that's really about just loving your life and not really apologizing for it. So it's probably good for everybody, but I think for this situation in particular. Also, I started listening to your podcast after I heard Kate on the Dumbbells podcast, where she talked in beautiful, frank, and honest terms about her habit of occasionally just eating some butter. And that was very inspirational to me as a fellow, I'm going to eat some butter sometimes type person, and a little disappointed that it hasn't come up on the Forever 35 yet. I think that the Forever 35
really
listenership could really relate and feel seen by knowing that one of our beloved hosts sometimes just takes a bite of butter. Okay. Have a good one. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Kate, seriously, why have you been holding back?
I don't know, because I want you to know I did take a bite of butter this morning.
And how was it?
Delicious. It's my Kerrygold, a block of Kerrygold butter that I buy in bulk size at Costco. And it was so creamy and so good. I do eat butter as just like a snack.
I mean,
just butter plain.
You were kind of bulletproof coffee before bulletproof was a thing.
And my body is literally a bulletproof coffee. Yeah, I love butter. It's probably my favorite food.
It's delicious.
It's especially salted butter.
Mm.
I don't like margarine.
Ugh.
Unsalted butter.
Who
I would cook with.
Likes margarine?
My beloved in-laws, who I love so much, when they were visiting, bought margarine and I just tossed it. It was called like a buttery flavored spread.
Yeah, my great grandparents who lived around the corner from me when I was a kid, we would go over to their house in the afternoon and my great grandmother would take out some pre-sliced challah bread and just slap some margarine on it. I gotta say that is actually
that sounds delicious.
Pretty delicious. But is not a habit I have continued into adulthood.
It would be better if it was salted butter.
Yes.
A creamy butter is the most delicious thing in the world.
I am with you.
And listener, I feel seen by you having brought this to the attention of our Forever 35 community. So thank you.
And I appreciate you for mentioning this.
Did you know that I ate butter, Dory?
I think we have talked about it.
in our private lives.
Yes, in our offline lives.
Mm.
And yes, Big Magic. I read Big Magic because you recommended it.
I loved it so much. I can't believe we forgot it, but that happens a lot. We do forget. People have brought up suggestions about YA book authors that we forgot. Mm-hmm. So we are always going to forget things. So thank you for calling in and reminding us. It's an excellent book for anybody needing just a little zhuzh in their life, as Dory might say.
Have you listened to her podcast?
Yeah, I love it. It's excellent. I haven't, I'm not like 100% cut up, but I've listened to a bunch of episodes.
I keep meaning to listen to it, so I'm gonna put that on the list.
I like her. Let's secret her into being a guest on this podcast.
Oh, good idea.
Let's just set an intention there.
Okay. Everyone, hold us accountable.
Yeah. We're going to make it happen.
All right. I think that wraps
things up. We got to wrap this up.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for checking in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.